I've been telling you that something felt weird about T-Mobile's Binge On and how they're optimizing video. Well, it turns out when it comes to optimizing video, they lied. We'll talk about that and more coming up.
This Front Page Tech is sponsored by Wirecast, the market-leading cross-platform all-in-one live streaming production software. With Wirecast, you can capture an unlimited number of input devices from live camera feeds, your desktop, web feeds, and even pre-recorded video, audio, and graphics. You can easily switch between feeds with transitions, lower thirds, green screen, and other video effects all within Wirecast itself. Use the built-in multi-format encoding capabilities and easily stream to integrated streaming services and CDNs. Guys, I've used all the major live streaming programs, free and paid, and as far as I'm concerned, if you want a professional broadcast, Wirecast is it. For more information, visit frontpagetech.net/Wirecast.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. Hopefully, you're having a good day. Hopefully, you aren't sick. I'm still sick. A little better in terms of my voice than I was on Wednesday, but still sick nonetheless. Today we have a few different stories, stuff like that. You know, this is a tech news show. I'm streaming live as I do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for some people that are currently in chat. So if you want to tune in, it's usually 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Today I was a few minutes late, and by a few minutes, probably like a half hour. I am sick. That's what's happening. So, a couple things. I've been seeing a lot of people tweeting me either stories from CES or just asking me flat out why I'm not doing a CES show or why I'm not talking about many things from CES. And there's one simple answer. Because CES is where startups go to die. It's that simple. I talked about this briefly with the people in chat on Wednesday, but I figured, hey, why not add it to the actual show? And most of them agree with me. It is just, we have outgrown CES, basically. Anything that matters is going to be announced outside of CES, at least at this point. I can't remember the last year that CES happened and it was like a really big deal and like there were some really cool announcements. I mean, there's cool things that go there all the time, but the things that matter will usually have their own announcement outside of CES. It's just what happens. That's why you won't see Apple at CES announcing a new iPhone or something. That's just not what's going to happen. You're going to see some smaller things, some startups. You're going to see people that need the attention. We'll go to CES because that's where the discoverability is. But the companies that are big enough to make really cool announcements that all the average consumers are going to care about is not going to happen at the Consumer Electronics Show. Just not going to happen. And there's nothing really for me to report on. I've reported on CES before, and every time, a year later, the next time I reported on CES, the stuff from the previous year did not matter. That's just how CES is. You might agree, you might disagree. That's just how the cookie crumbles, my friends. So, what do you say we jump into some news? So, first off, Time Warner Cable apparently has confirmed, as of yesterday, that a small percentage of their customers had their information impacted in a data breach. By a small percentage, we're talking 320,000 people. Now, that's only like 3% of their customer base, considering they have like 11.4, 0.5 million customers on Time Warner Cable. But nonetheless, we have no true information as to when this happened. That's normal, though. Like, When a bigger name is hacked or their data is breached in any way, they usually don't come out about it right away. There's a couple reasons. Number one, sorry for being so sick. They don't have all the information just yet. They don't want to go public about it. But number two, they have investors. Especially if it's a public company, they don't want to go out and say, hey, our data has been breached, because then they lose money. So It doesn't shock me that it took a while. We have no idea of exactly when this happened, but apparently the FBI is the one that kind of told them. The FBI went to them and say, hey, we believe some email addresses and passwords have been compromised. And that's kind of how they found out. But they said, it's no big deal, really. They said if you're affected, they're going to be sending out an email or a letter to you, letting you know that it happened to maybe your account, if they think that you were impacted by this. And they're just going to ask you to change your password, basically. But here's my recommendation. If you're a Time Warner Cable customer, even if you didn't get a letter yet, or you never receive a letter, go ahead and change your password, because they can't be 100% on everyone that got impacted by this. So go ahead and check to make sure that you're doing your part on your end, to make sure that, you know, you have changed your information, your password, and hopefully everything's fine from there. But as of right now, we don't know if, at least they're not saying, if any credit card information was taken or anything like that. Right now, I'm just seeing email addresses and passwords, which still could be a threat to you. So that's that. Apple is reportedly working on truly wireless earbuds for the iPhone 7. For a second, I was like, well, this really proves that we're not going to have a headphone jack in the new iPhone. But even though I still think that, this apparently is not going to come with the new iPhone 7. That is, if this is true. So, it'll be obviously Bluetooth, that sort of thing. But they're saying it would be noise canceling. It would have a noise canceling microphone system as well. You could control Siri completely wirelessly, that sort of thing. But if this was a thing, it most likely wouldn't come with the iPhone 7 because they'd want you to pay for it. So it would most likely be branded Beats. That's just how it's going to be. And that's just how it's going to beat. I'm so funny. But you would probably have to buy it separately for an Apple premium price. You know what I mean? But as far as what would come with the iPhone 7, I would just expect like the upgraded EarPods of what you would expect now. If I could pick this up, I can't because it's tangled in my Scarlet. I was trying to show you these things, but I can't show you, so forget it. I expect upgraded EarPods, but that would plug into your Lightning jack. That's what I would expect because, I mean, that's what I talked about before on the show. If there's no headphone jack, you're likely going to have to use the headphone jack to just how it's going to work. And that's how Apple could also make you buy some sort of adapter for your everyday other pair of headphones that you have. So, that's that. We might be getting a truly wireless pair of Apple Beats headphone earphone things. We'll see though. I would expect it, but again, don't expect it to come with, especially something like this, what Apple would consider premium. Don't expect it to come with the iPhone 7. They're going to be cheap. That's just how it is. So YouTube is going to join Netflix and Amazon with HDR video, which is actually really, really cool. So to me, I just kind of wanted to bring this up because with what we're seeing at CES, we're seeing ridiculously high-res TVs and stuff. We're seeing 4K, 8K now. We've been seeing that for the past couple years. Guys, high resolution is cool. There's no doubt about it. There is obviously a much bigger difference between 1080p and 8K. There is a big difference between 1080p and 4K, but you and I are going to see the difference, yes, but the average consumer isn't going to notice that as much as they would HDR. I'm a much bigger fan of HDR being implemented in displays and in video than I am with a higher res whatever. I would hope that TVs, monitors, everything, video, I would hope that that supports HDR before 4K. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Obviously, everyone's focused on more pixels. Great. That's awesome. but HDR would supply average consumers with a much greater difference, I believe. If you don't know what HDR is, it's basically more range dynamically in brightness, contrast, color range, that sort of thing. It allows for more detail to be seen within pictures, within video. It allows for a lot more detail, especially in like the darks, the shadows, that sort of thing, even the highlights. HDR is a great, great thing, and hopefully you guys know exactly what HDR is, at least the people watching this or listening to this. I think HDR is a better promise than 4K, even 8K, because that's cooler to me. That's just a bigger difference to me than some more pixels. You can add more pixels all you want, but it doesn't mean that what you're seeing visually is any better. Is it bigger? Yeah. Is it more pixels? Sure. To me, it's like it's the same argument as the megapixel count in cameras. Everyone, especially in marketing, phone manufacturers will market megapixels, right? It has 24 megapixels. So, that 24 megapixel camera probably couldn't take a better picture than an 8 megapixel camera in an iPhone. Just how it is. It's sensor quality, image quality that matters. I hate the specs bullshit. Resolution is not nearly as important as the actual visual quality of an image or a video. Trust me, I'm not wrong. Okay, moving on. T-Mobile seems to have been caught in a lie. So, Binge On. With Binge On, they're basically saying that, if you don't know what Binge On is, first of all, we've done an FPT now about it. It's basically T-Mobile's way of allowing its customers to stream video for free. So, it doesn't count against your data plan. How they're doing that is, when it identifies a video stream, it scales it down. Okay, it scales it down and it's optimizing the video. Now, I said right away this challenges net neutrality for a couple reasons. The main one, though, being that even if you opt out of Binge On and it doesn't count against your data package, if you choose to allow it to count against your data package, every video is still optimized that's coming to your device. It still counts against your data package, maybe not as much as if it wasn't optimized, but it's still being optimized nonetheless. We didn't really have an answer as to what being optimized was, but the Electronic Frontier Foundation put forward their own investigation and found that when T-Mobile says it's optimizing video, it's actually throttling video streams down to 1.5 megabits per second. It's not just scaling it down and optimizing the video for the best viewing experience to where you can see it at 480p and then it counts less against your data plan. They're throttling it. Do you realize how serious that is when it comes to net neutrality? That is like rule number one. Throttling is bad, especially like when other things are not throttled, but video is throttled. Is it in the customer's benefit? Sort of. If they're part of Binge On and they want it to not count against the data package, but this is not in the customer's control. It happens anyway. That's two problems. Number one, they're throttling. Number two, it's out of the customer's control. So they caught T-Mobile, they caught John Legere, who, I say this every time, is my friend on Facebook, and he shared this as well, because he kind of freaked out. He basically started answering questions on Twitter. His first statement was, there are people out there saying that we're throttling. That's a game of semantics and bullshit. That's not what we're doing, really. What throttling is slowing down data and removing customer control. Let me be clear, Binge On is neither of those things. But he opened up a Q&A on Twitter, which was probably a mistake, because the Electronic Frontier Foundation asked him a question. They said, does Ben John alter the video stream in any way or just limit it, its bandwidth? Well, John Legere answered that in a video, and he basically explained a little bit about optimizing, but then he said, part B of my answer is, who the fuck are you anyway? He said, why are you stirring up so much trouble, and who pays you? So, he lost his shit publicly on Twitter over this. He was that to me, no matter what he says, because that happened and because he reacted that way, tells me that this is in fact true. They're throttling it. It doesn't surprise me. And now they can expect a knock on their door most likely once the FCC gets more of their information. I told you the FCC asked for more information from T-Mobile. But with this standalone investigation from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and if they present probable information, that sucks. So Ben John might, it's going to be around for a while, but they might have to make some changes. I don't know. This is just really damning information to me, and it doesn't surprise me at all. I told you guys that there was something weird about it, and I told you that the FCC wasn't going to be totally okay with it. So that is the show, guys. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Hopefully people in chat liked it as well. I'm going to leave here. As I said, I'm going to go go play drums with a bunch of kids. Because that's what you do when you're 22 years old. So that's that. If you have any of your own opinions about the news stories on the show, obviously comment section below. And I will see you guys on Monday again, FPT Podcast, this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for sponsors live. And then directly after that, we do a sponsor hangout with all of you, all of the sponsors. And that's a lot of fun. Best part of my week. So if you're interested, frontpagetech.net is where you need to go for that. But until then, for the rest of you, I will see you Monday. Have a good one.